I did have the honor and pleasure of working with these fabulous people when I was at the University of Tennessee Health Science Center in Memphis. And it was a grant, and that's what I need to disclose. This is so different from yesterday's, that was so sensitive. And it was funded by a HRSA grant, and it was given to the College of Nursing there, and it actually paid for two faculty, and Tramika Bowdrey, who is a PhD candidate in public health, but not a nurse. And the blending of solid public health with nursing was promoted great discussion, not always conflict, but but she kind of kept us on the mark. She was the project coordinator for us. And the purpose of the grant was to focus on the social determinants of health and disparities and build the core competencies in the public health nurse workforce. The original intent of the grant was to go into departments of health and to solicit and invite faculty from historically black colleges and universities. And we had a few moments of talking about the South earlier, and it's interesting. And what we found out was that we could do technical assistance, we could do the workshops as far as the DNP students, and we had a DNP curriculum for public health nursing. So we had those that we were not only walking through a curriculum, but in fact we had practicums for them to do that involved the grant. And it helped with the things like assessment, program evaluation, program development and implementation. And then when the other thing that we learned, as well as what I'm going to give you, is that we got mixed reviews from public health nursing administrators. And a big learning point for me, because I was both a student and a faculty throughout this four-year period, was that academia may say what public health nurses need in practice out in the real world, but it may not be where their focus is. So tailoring these workshops changed over time. We called it Can Do It, Competencies in Advanced Public Health Nursing, Develop, Organize, and Instruct Together. The workshops were basically a TA, technical assistance workshop, and the DNP students would actually do an assessment of the state or of the health department where we were going and look at where their direction was and if they were going for certification or not going for certification. And if they were, what were their objectives and what were the leadership's objectives? We had leadership challenges. We could not get in as far as the historically black colleges and universities. We could not get response. That, Tramika and I later learned, was more because there was no relationship that was built. Uh-oh, Public Health 101. You know, the relationship was not a letter. It was not a phone call. It was go and meet them. But we learned that a little late in the process. But the way that we learned that was that in order to get in with health departments, we had to go visit them. And in Tennessee, the state health department had one of the previous grads from the DNP program, and she gave the introduction to the state director, who then agreed to meet with us. So it was, it's learning about how to get in and out. and she, her presence in the state department, or state health department, actually validated what we could offer them, and that there would be outcomes. So what we focused on was, when we talked with the state director, was the idea of logic models. And none of her directors knew how to do logic models, so she did want them to learn. And she was also talking about core competencies herself in leadership, but she felt like the nurses in the counties and things like that were not using them, were not aware of them. That was a big surprise. So, and this survey was, that she had done was actually done in a previous administration. She was a political appointee. Yeah. So, anyway, learned a lot. Faculty determined what they needed as far as technical assistance. We presented what a workshop could be. We asked them, basically did a needs assessment of them right there at this meeting. We decided to do a pre and a post activity as far as what the directors of all the county health departments knew or wanted to know, and were they using the core competencies or not. We also approached her and showed her logic models that we had done with United Way agencies in Memphis, and so she could see what our outcomes were, and she had in her mind what she would like the outcomes to be. So basically during the day of workshop that we were planning, we were going to build up to that point where the attendees would actually want to do the logic models. It was kind of leading the way. We did do the pretest, and it was so interesting because the students, it was so hard for us to learn those core competencies and were we achieving them and how were we achieving them, to watch people who are actually on the ground doing public health work every day not see all the things that they were doing. And they were asking us questions as they were. We'd given them a vignette and said, which of the core competencies would you be using? And they would pick one or two of the competencies in all eight domains. And we were like, oh my gosh, we're not the only ones who didn't know something. So it was kind of gratifying in a way for students to realize that they could actually impart more knowledge. So the confidence building during the workshop helped. The leadership vignettes were what kind of threaded through the workshop for that day in Nashville. And the students actually helped the directors of the different counties and workers in the counties report out. And then they had a post survey afterwards, the exact same form of core competencies, but a slightly different vignette. And you should have seen how many core competencies they checked as to how they would be working with that situation. It was great. The groups within that we had that day, and I think there were, you were there, 36? About that. And they divided themselves into five, what they had decided through the logic model for the entire state, what their priorities were, the top five, and that they would go into those groups. So people who were more into immunizations and had more impact locally, they would go into those. Those who were interested in family planning went into those and WIC. And so those groups, within an hour to an hour and a half, developed logic models for how they were going to move their agendas forward. Learned how to put the situation of their program, what the assumptions were, what barriers they noticed, and to be recognized as able to put barriers and not as complaints was very gratifying for the ones who were actually participating. Who the stakeholders were, they were not seeing the big picture of stakeholders. And that was a place where education was so important that day. Short, intermediate, and long-term goals. Everybody was always going to the long-term goal, not realizing they could do short-term, have success, build some. The other thing that we tried to instill was that logic models are dynamic. If you're going to succeed on the short-term goals, you're in fact going to have to change your logic model in a short time because you have had success. We did do a leadership exercise pre and post, and it was a subject that they were aware of and they knew the outcomes. Then we did the logic model activity, and there was also some historic presentations of what had gone on in the United States as far as the development of the logic model and the political aspects of it, as in Teddy Roosevelt was the first one to use this concept. And then you could see where it had gone through Roosevelt, FDR, and then Johnson, Reagan, and something else. I forget what the other one was. But it was kind of good to see that it wasn't just some new idea that people were going to teach them how to do and they were going to use it in their department. The proficiency, both the students, theirs was a huge, they had already done the huge learning curve, but they could now teach it to other people. The administration was very pleased because now they could actually use the evaluation forms that were given to some of these directors of local health departments in a way that they could show outcomes, and they had never been able to do that before. They could show outcomes. So.
And they've never been able to do that?
Not in a recognized way. They were doing more qualitative. You know, we got a bus to go over to such and such a county, and we did the whole school, but they weren't counting how many people. So it was very subtle type things that you would have thought they were already doing. And then the next, can I go into the next one?
Absolutely.
What we learned a lot of lessons from doing Tennessee. The biggest thing we learned was pushback. One of the comments on our post surveys was, I was voluntold to be here. So to watch this one, we knew who it was. I mean, they were just very vocal.